Eamon Hall, and welcome to another episode of Ignite Your Power, the Kathy Mao podcast. I'm finally feeling better, guys. I think the last two solo episodes, literally, I was sick. And so much has been happening since 2 weeks ago. So my last solo episode was about before I was going to go and do my first live speaking gig. Now this is after that event, and I've been doing so much. But before we get into today's topic, if you're new here, my podcast is all about holistic well-being, emotional, physical, spiritual, and mental health. And I have guests that come on, talk about the specialties of all those. And my main thing is about teaching you how to ignite your power so you can live a BS life, aka the bliss soft life, where you use your power to truly understand how it works, and then your life becomes literally more blissful and softer because you're not resisting anymore. You're understanding how energy works, you're understanding your power, your worth, all of that. And then you're able to live a softer life instead of always pushing and trying to hustle. It's just so exhausting. And I've been there, I've done it, and I've overcame it. So now I'm living the BS life. So come join me. And if you're new here, I'm Kathy, your host, and I'm an empowerment coach. And I use intuitive card readings and guidance to help you empower yourself to unlock your true power and potential. So you can live the BS life. So today's episode is going to be very honest and personal conversation because lately, like I said, I've been experiencing so many different emotions at once. And if you don't know, I am actually pregnant. I am, when this episode airs, 32 weeks. It is crazy. Time is flying by. Like I said, I recently started finally feeling better after being sick for like a whole month, guys, which was so wild. And it sucks being sick while you're pregnant because you can't do anything. You can't take anything. And I was coughing so hard that I couldn't even breathe. It was bad. And for a couple days, I really thought I was going to die. And even though I know I wasn't, but it just felt miserable. But finally, I'm feeling like myself again, which is awesome. But being sick really honestly made me slow down physically, mentally, and emotionally. And I was just looking at the positive. What is it trying to teach me? And I knew that I needed to slow down and to just bask in whatever was coming to me. And part of it was leveling up too, which was about the episode last 2 weeks ago. My last solo episode was about leveling up. And I think I needed to shed all of the things that no longer served me. And that sickness came about at the right timing. And so, yeah, there's been a lot going on. So I did my first live speaking gig. I was so nervous. I actually prepared 2 months in advance before the event, but I think it went okay. Obviously, it's my first time. I shouldn't be hard on myself. So I think I could do better, but I got so much great feedback from people saying that I meant to do it. I'm a natural. And some people didn't even know that that was my first time being on stage. And I really felt like I was so meant to do that. Even though I was so nervous, it just felt right. And half of the speech, I just kind of went rogue and didn't do what I prepared for it. But I just let it be and let the universe take its course and kind of just spoke from the heart. And I think people felt that. And then right after that event, it was a whole weekend thing in Santa Cruz, and it was so great to meet so many amazing people. And the funny part is, I was there for work, and then my husband and my daughter came, and they were like, oh, this is like a mini staycation. Like, great for them. I'm so happy for them. And then I was able to meet up with a long friend that I haven't seen in a while, in Santa Cruz. And then I met a lot of incredible people, like I said. But crazy part is that my next door neighbor that I was staying at the hotel was so loud. I don't know what the universe was trying to teach me, but I think it was just trying to teach me that maybe I'm not really truly ready to travel yet. And I always see things as a sign and not like it's a punishment or something, even though it was midnight and it was Friday and the event was Saturday. Our next door person was so loud having sex and screaming her brains out for like 10 minutes. And I was like, oh my God, what is this trying to teach me? And luckily my daughter and my husband was sound asleep, knocked out. But me, since I'm pregnant and originally I'm always like a light sleeper, I was hearing it so loud. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so uncomfortable. This is weird. And then I have a job. I wanted to be, you know, refreshed for the event, whatnot. So that kind of ruined my night. But luckily, Saturday, I was able to at least try to nap for 30 minutes. It didn't fully recover me, but it's okay. And then on Saturday night, the neighbor, the same lady, I don't know why I was stuck with her, but the universe wanted to like teach me a lesson of some sort. She was throwing up. And I was like, wow, interesting. I wish I had a different room, but it is what it is. And it just showed me that I'm not fully ready to start going and speaking all over the world yet. I just know that in my core, I want my babies to be a little bit bigger before I actually go and travel the world and do what I'm truly meant to be doing, which is speaking on stages, changing people's lives, and talking about the BS life in my story. And that truly lights me up. I love it. But I think the universe always shows you things just to reaffirm what you're truly ready for. And so that was just like a sign. But anyways, this whole episode is about so many ups and downs that I've had, but it's truly talking about how to stay present and trust life even during uncertainty. There's been so much uncertainty in my life right now. Like I said, I went and did the speaking gig and I didn't know how it was going to turn out, but I just had faith and I knew that everything was going to be fine, even though it was not perfect. And I want to beat myself up for not being perfect because I'm a people pleaser and I'm a perfectionist. That's who I am. I've been overcoming and trying to battle this within myself, and learning to love myself and be patient and kind has helped a lot. So like I said, I did the speaking gig and I had friends that came out and supported me. My husband, my daughter was there seeing me speak, and it just made me tear up because I actually started living out a dream that was once just a manifestation, just something that was once in my head, and I got to do it in reality, and my loved ones were all there supporting me, watching me, being there for me. And it was just such a beautiful, heartfelt moment. And I couldn't believe that my reality happened. Like, the manifestation was in my reality. It was so wild. And when you have that happen, it just feels so beautiful. And it just feels truly amazing. And then right after that event for 3 days, we were in Santa Cruz, Friday to Sunday. And then we went to the boardwalk, hung out with my best friend for her birthday. And then that Tuesday, we went to Irvine for my husband's brother's graduation. So it was on the go. So the graduation was on Wednesday. And it just felt good to be and see someone who's been striving for so long to want to become a doctor and finally getting the degree. Seeing him walk down and get that degree was beautiful to watch. And what an accomplishment. It's like another reminder for me, like, see, if as long as you're persistent and as long as you trust and believe in yourself, it's going to happen. And it doesn't matter what other people say or your timeline or what other people talk about timelines. Like, if you know truly in your heart that it's going to happen, it's going to happen. So it finally happened for my brother-in-law. It's been a long journey for him, but he made it through. And then the following day, on that Thursday, we took Gemma to Disneyland for the first time. And I was not looking forward to it because I was like, oh, Disneyland, so many people. And I'm just like not a crowd type of person. But actually, it was nice. And it was great. Going to Disneyland with my family, like my little family, and then with my twin and my niece. It was so perfect. It was fun. And we've just been enjoying life and staying present. But also holding worry and anxiety about baby boy being small during pregnancy. So right after I came back from that week of fun-filledness, I went to go get a doctor's appointment, and the doctor said that baby boy is running really small. He's 5%. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what is going on? And I mean, honestly, I've been eating, I've been gaining weight, and the doctor's like, yeah, maybe you just make small babies and maybe your placenta's not getting enough nutrients as usual, but the oxygen level is great, the amniotic fluid is great, so now they're going to have to monitor him every week with an ultrasound, so I don't know how that's going to go. But when I got that news, I was like, oh, man, it made me feel sad. Like, I kind of felt like, man, why is life putting me down when I was having such a high and living life? I realized something through all of this. Life can hold both joy and uncertainty at the same time. And I think for a long time, I believed peace meant having certainty. I thought when everything is finally okay, then I'll relax. Or when I know the outcome, then I'll feel safe. Or when life stops feeling uncertain, then I'll enjoy it. But life doesn't really work that way. There will always be moments where we don't fully know what's going to happen next. And if we keep waiting for perfect certainty before allowing ourselves to feel joy, peace, gratitude, or presence, we miss our life in the process. And that realization has been really emotional for me lately. Because even during beautiful moments like being at Disneyland with my family, speaking on stage, laughing, creating memories, I still notice fear showing up internally. Worry, overthinking, wanting reassurance, wanting control. And honestly, pregnancy after infertility and loss brings up so many emotions. I think when you've gone through difficult experiences, your mind naturally tries to protect you. It's the ego, right? Trying to protect you from being hurt again. And it tries to prepare for worst case scenarios. It tries to control outcomes. And it tries to keep you emotionally safe. But I've been learning that constantly living in fear or hypervigilance doesn't actually protect us. It just steals our ability to fully experience the present moment. And I know so many people listening probably relate to this in different ways. Maybe you're waiting for answers, healing from something painful, starting a new chapter, worried about your future. Worried about money, your health, your relationship, your career, or someone you love. And it's hard because uncertainty can feel so uncomfortable. We want guarantees. We want certainty. We want proof that everything will be okay. But lately I've been asking myself, what if trust is built during uncertainty, not after it? What if peace isn't about controlling life, but learning how to stay grounded while life unfolds? That has honestly become such a big lesson for me recently, especially after my speaking event. I remember feeling nervous beforehand, questioning myself, wondering if I was good enough, wondering if people would connect with me. And then I got on stage and I realized something so beautiful. I didn't need to be perfect to make an impact. I just needed to be present and speak from the heart and be myself. And I think that applies to life too. We don't need to have everything figured out to enjoy our lives. We don't need certainty to experience love, joy, connection, or peace. And honestly, I think so much of healing is learning how to stay open, even when life feels uncertain. Not forcing ourselves to always feel positive. Not pretending fear doesn't exist, but not abandoning ourselves because fear exists either. That's something I've been learning deeply lately, to hold both, to allow gratitude and fear to coexist, to allow joy and uncertainty to coexist, to allow hope and vulnerability to coexist. And maybe that's what emotional maturity really is, not avoiding uncomfortable feelings, but learning how to move through them gently. I think for a long time, I associated healing with becoming fearless, but now I see healing differently. Healing is trusting yourself, supporting yourself, staying connected to yourself, even when uncertainty is present. And honestly, this has become such a huge part of what a bliss-off life means to me. Not a perfect life, not a life where nothing hard ever happens, but a life where I no longer live in constant survival mode. A life where I allow myself to slow down, to enjoy moments, to breathe, to receive support, to trust life a little more, even when I don't have all the answers. And if you're listening to this right now and you've been feeling overwhelmed, anxious, uncertain, or emotionally exhausted, I just want to remind you, you don't need to have everything figured out today. You are allowed to pause. You are allowed to enjoy your life while things are still unfolding. And you are allowed to trust that uncertainty does not mean something bad is going to happen. Sometimes uncertainty is simply life asking us to surrender more deeply. And I know surrender can feel scary, but sometimes surrender is where peace finally enters. And guys, like I said in my last solo episode, I've been surrendering and I've been letting go and not trying to control my business like I used to, and wanting and pushing and trying to be desperate. And I used to really value like how much I make in my business as how much I am worthy or worth something. And now I actually don't care about how much I make. I'm just so content and happy where my life is right now, that I am already so super abundant. Like, yeah, I'm not rich. I don't have every little single thing that I want in life. And that's okay. But I'm already looking at what I have already right now. I have so much abundance. And most of us have so much abundance that we don't even bask in it. Like I said, if you have drinking water, if you have a house, if you have a job, if you have a car, or if you have love from your family, or if you even have a family or friends, whatever that is, something simple, minute, is so abundant. That's a lot. That's a lot. And think about it. When you have so much, there's always someone that has less than you and always wants what you have. And then you always want what other people have. But what if you stop chasing for what other people have and just bask in the present moment, bask in what you already have, and the universe will gift you more. So I've been just truly surrendering, and I know there's some things coming up that's super scary, and I know baby boy, or the doctor is saying that baby boy is small, but I know he's going to be healthy. He's fine. I'm doing everything in my power to make sure that he stays in as long as possible so he can be a little bigger when he comes out. And I'm trying to eat more and raise my calories. And, you know, at least I'm so blessed that I have doctors that really care for his well-being and my well-being. So if they need to take precautions, then so be it. But see, I'm so abundant and lucky that I have this access, because some people don't even have healthcare, or some people don't even have great doctors assisting them, right? So it's always about perspective. How do you look at life, honestly? And then today, my daughter, Gemma, she actually graduated from preschool, and it really made me so emotional because If you don't know my story, I struggled with infertility because I had endometriosis to have my baby girl. And I can't believe she's almost four and she's about to go to TK, public school system. And I can't believe she's grown up so fast. And yeah, she's been causing me so much headaches in the last couple of months. I think she's going through a huge change. And it's been tough dealing with her, but man, she's the biggest, greatest gift of all. And my little boy, right now, he's my biggest gift as well. Like, both my babies that had miscarriages before I had them, so they truly are my little miracle rainbow babies that I never take for granted. And as we talk right now, I'm getting emotional just thinking about how she's graduating and growing older, and I don't know if I'll ever have this much love in another lifetime, but I'm just so glad that I was able to create and want so much love in this lifetime, because I believe that we have, as a soul, we come back to Earth and have so many different lifetimes and experiences because our soul wants to experience so much things. And I'm just thankful that my soul picked so much love in this lifetime. Like, I feel so content, happy, and of course, life isn't always perfect, but I feel like this is probably one of my most favorite lifetimes, even though I don't really remember what my other lifetimes were. But man, this lifetime has been amazing. It's been a tough journey with what I've been through in life. I mean, I've been raped before. I grew up working really hard at my parents' restaurant. I mean, I didn't know my identity. I was always made fun of. I grew up, you know, there's just so many hardships. And I grew up like in a white suburban town. So there were very, very few Asians. It just always was made fun of, picked on. I'm a tiny little person. I mean, I'm 4'11", so I'm not considered a midget, but I grew up always being smallest, and I feel like I've overcame a lot of adversity in my life, and I know other people have been through way worse, you know, like abuse, etc., but we're not comparing all of that hardship, but I just feel like I've been through so much, and my father passing from cancer, and that was a hard part, too, in life. And then going through miscarriages, and man, I feel like I finally am catching a break in life, even though it's not exactly the way I picture it yet, like how I want it to fully be, but I know I'm getting there, and it's beautiful, and it's because I'm surrendering, and it's scary, right? But it's just a reminder that life does work out. And things do work out if you really, truly believe in yourself and you really take on the life lessons that are given to you and that you dream big. You dream, truly dream, just dream in general. Because no one's going to live the life that you want except for yourself. And you have to believe in yourself enough to think that it's going to happen. Because if you don't believe in yourself, then it's not going to happen. I'm sorry to say, even if somebody else has that dream for you, it's not you. And only you can be the manifester of your life. So if you get to the point where you don't believe in yourself, well, guess what? It's not going to happen. So dream big and dream that it's going to happen, and it will. And I'm standing proof to you guys that, look, the speaking gig happened. And I once manifested it, and then now I have two babies, and I dreamed about it. And then my manifestations are coming true. So miracles do happen, and dreams do happen. I mean, it doesn't come right away. There's obviously some actions that you have to take, and then you have to trust and wait and things like that. But the first step is to dream. So dream. And wherever you are in your journey right now, I just want you to be gentle with yourself. Slow down when you need to. Breathe deeply. Take care of your nervous system. Spend time with people you love. Allow yourself to enjoy small moments again, because your life is happening right now. Not someday when everything finally feels perfect. And honestly, I'm still learning all of this too. I'm still practicing this every day. But I wanted to share this conversation because maybe someone listening needed this reminder today. Life does not need to feel perfect for you to still experience beauty, joy, gratitude, and peace. You are allowed to trust life even while it unfolds. And remember, your life is a journey. It's always unfolding. It's always changing. And it's always exciting. There's always things that happen so unexpectedly. And if you change your mindset and the way you perceive life, life is going to be so much easier and happier for you. And like I said, I can look at the situation with baby boy and be freaked out. I mean, I was freaked out for a little bit, but I had to keep reminding myself, everything's okay. Everything's okay. Slowly but surely, I'm calming my nervous system down and I'm truly believing and trusting that everything is going to work out, which I know it will be. Just like my speaking gig, I had to learn and trust and believe that no matter what I do on that stage, it's going to happen and it's going to be fine and great. And in my business right now, I don't know where it's taking me, but I just got to trust and believe that everything's working out, even though I know it is. I don't know how it exactly is unfolding and where life is going to take me, but I know it's going to just be bigger, better, grander, and closer to what I truly want and desire. And it just takes time. So just wait it out. Go on the journey. Dream, trust, and truly be in the present moment. Live life. Be in gratitude for your life. I can't say that enough. And really, truly love yourself and take care of yourself. And no one can really make your life happy unless you truly love and believe that you deserve to be happy. And don't think that other people are going to create happiness for you. Yeah, they can bring you happiness, but even if they bring you happiness and you can't receive it and you can't feel it, then that means there's a blockage, right? So just work on yourself. That's what you can really do in this lifetime, is to work on yourself, love yourself. And that's the most important thing that you can do. And again, you're speaking to someone who literally grew up on people-pleasing as a twin, who always literally live for other people. I thought that was my job, was to make other people happy. And if they were happy, I would be happy. But you can never ever control other people's emotions or lives. That's impossible, because you can't even control your own. Why let alone you think you can control somebody else's? That's insane. And obviously, I had to learn the hard way. That's not how life works. But eventually, things shifted and changed, and now I'm the person that I'm very, very happy about. And I'm not exactly 100% there, but at least I'm closer to where I want to be and who I want to be and how I want to show up every day and how I want to bring joy and happiness into this world and share my energy with this world. And that I know I can control and work on and deal with every single day. And with that, I feel like there's so much blessings. Like, I keep getting so many amazing things happening. And out of nowhere, like, I'm supposed to be doing a maternity photo shoot with a friend today, but actually it's kind of cloudy, so we're rescheduling it. But man, like, when I'm doing my thing and living out my life purpose, and it helps other people around me to see that, and I'm influencing them, it just makes me so proud and happy. So my friend, she loves doing photography. I didn't know that was a hobby of hers, and I just discovered that recently. And she just randomly asked me, like, hey, do you want to do a maternity photo shoot? And I was like, yeah, are you going to take it? And she's like, yeah, I'm going to try it. I don't know and have not done this yet, but I really want to try it out. And I said, of course, like, I'm going to support you. I love you. And plus, man, I get free maternity pictures. Why not? So it's just like little things like that just keep reminding me, like, man, life is truly good. And if I keep being on this frequency and wavelength, things are going to get better and better. And I'm just going to get more and more. And that's what I'm saying. Everything's a frequency and energy. So say if you're in a low vibrational state, nothing's going your way. Start loving yourself. Start working on yourself and watch your life and frequency energy change. And then it's going to get higher, higher, higher. And you want to be at a good frequency that things just keep getting better and better. And trust me, I've been at a very, very low point. Just like, what, 2-3 weeks ago, I was so sick. I was like miserable. I was like, why is life punishing me? Why do I need to be sick? But then when I like looked into it and was like, oh, okay, I needed to slow down and just do way less than I was doing. Okay. And then I understood why it had to happen. And everything always works out for the best. I mean, there's always a reason for that thing. So even though we can't see it at the time, but when you reflect back, you're like, oh, okay, I understand why that happened. And then you know why that lesson had to show up for you. So every bad thing, bad, there's no bad, by the way. I just say that word because I guess maybe you can relate to that, but every hardship or a situation that's not going your way is there to show you something that you cannot see. That's all. Okay? So change your mindset. Listen to all my other podcast episodes if you need to. And if you're needing deeper support, guidance, or clarity during this season of your life, I do offer personal card readings and one-on-one sessions where we can slow everything down and help you reconnect back to yourself again. I can help coach you through some things that maybe you're stuck about and give you clarity and guidance and truly support you in a way that no one has done. And to truly get you out of being stuck. I really, truly believe that that's what I'm here to do. And if you're listening and you need that guidance or clarity, I'm here to help you. And don't hold yourself back from it any longer. Stop wasting your time. Time is valuable. Because we only have a short amount of time on this earth in this lifetime. I mean, our soul lives on for eternity, but in this lifetime, as in your human body, you only get a short amount of time, right? So how do you want to live your life truly in this lifetime? You want to wait it out, wait forever, or you want it to happen now, ASAP, because that's your choice and you get to choose however you want it to be, slow or fast. And you know me, I'm a fast-paced person. I want things to happen fast. So I always want answers. I'm always seeking for answers for things. So if you're called to book either a card reading or a one-on-one session, go visit my website at www.kathymount.com. Thank you so much for being here with me today and listening to this episode. It truly means so much to me. And if this resonated with you, I would love if you shared this episode with someone who may need this reminder too. I love you all so much. And remember, you don't need certainty to still experience peace. So go and ignite your power and live the BS life. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Ignite Your Power with Kathy Mao podcast. If today's episode resonated with you, take a deep breath and know this, you're exactly where you're meant to be. If you're feeling called to go deeper, I'd love to support you. You can work with me one-on-one or book a numerology guidance card reading with me. All are in the show links below. And if this episode supported you in any way, please share with someone who needs it, leave a review, or take a screenshot and tag me on social media. Your support helps this message reach more souls who are ready to step into their power. Until next time, keep choosing yourself, keep trusting your journey, and keep living your bliss soft life. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye!